Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Bloodfino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, it's all good. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, at www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And off top, we want to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And we want to thank Madman UNG Radio, Madman UNG Records. You know, it's all good. And we want to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine and for putting us in a nice issue. So everybody, please go out and support them. And we want to thank all the supporters for calling in. You know, much love to everybody out there from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And right now, you know, we've been having a little technical difficulties with our little equipment we got, but it's still all good. But on tonight's show, we have, you know, Madman guest star. We have guest appearance from Madman, and we have Lisa Lyons, and we have Miss Caramel, who's supposed to be on the show tonight. And we have a music industry discussion every Thursday, like everybody knows. And, you know, I'm going to let Miss Caramel and everybody introduce who they are, and we're going to get on with it and keep it moving. But off top, like I said, we're going to get the show rolling. And hello, caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Yeah, this is Juice calling me, huh?
Boy, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, this is Juice calling me, huh?
Oh, what's going on with you?
Yeah, say shout out to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. So good.
That's what's up. I just want you to hold on line. I thank you for calling in. And I'm trying to see if we're going to get Madman calling in. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, what's going on?
Well, there, this is Cyan, man. What's going on with y'all?
How you feeling, Cyan, man? I'm glad you called in. You know, you called in before on the show, and we had an interview with you, and it was all good, and it was all love, you know, so I appreciate you calling in tonight for this.
I'm very thankful for that, man. Thanksgiving, I'm very thankful. So I'm thankful for Put 'Em On Blast Radio this year.
That's what's up. It's all good. And we're going to get into this next caller. I just want you to hold on because we're going to get into this discussion in just a second. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing? Who's calling?
This is Miss Caramel. What's going on?
Oh, how you doing, Miss Caramel? I'm glad you called in. And we got Cyan on the phone. We got Miss Caramel on the phone. And the other artist, what's your name again?
Juice Squad.
No, you sound far away. You sound real, real low.
Really? Oh, he's Juice Squad.
Two Squad from Nigeria. That's what's up. Now, on tonight's show, like I said, we got Miss Caramel, and off time, Miss Caramel, I've been telling everybody, you know, you're supposed to be on the show because you got the female point of view, you know, because we've been wanting females to call in and, you know, and speak their piece right along with the fellas. But right now, we know you got music that you're promoting and that you got out there. But right now I want you to let everybody know who are you and, you know, where do you come from? Let people know a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm Miss Caramel. I am I'm a model. Also, I manage artists and models as well. My background is I DJ for Hot 107 as a spokesperson at 107.9 out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I also have two artists that I manage is D. Nelson and C. Baker. One out of D. Nelson's out of Mississippi, C. Baker's out of Miami. And I have models called the Caramel Drops, and I manage them as well. So I do a lot in the industry. I've been, you know, I do videos and magazines and I'm writing a book right now as well. So in the industry, I do a lot.
what's up. That's what's up. And can you let people know who have you worked with in the industry and who would you like to work with in the industry?
Well, in the industry, well, first of all, I'm going to say who I would love to work with in the industry. I think I would love to work with Kelly Rowland. I mean, I think that she's an entrepreneur. I think that she hasn't been out there like she should, but she's out there. But I think she has a wonderful personality. I think she could be a good person to actually work with. Who I worked with before, I work with a lot of people. I deal with myself with people like Interscope, Universal, and people like that. They give me a lot of backing. I've dealt with Oprah. She's my confidant. I dealt with Big Mike. He's with Universal. So I deal with a lot of people. So, I mean, Street Diamonds, they out of Texas. Boss Man out of also out of Texas. So I deal with a lot of people. I don't limit myself just to deal with one person. I try to deal with a lot of people. So my name can get around, do a lot of traveling as well. I just don't want to be in one state, so I travel around the world.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, can you give out your information to anybody who want to hook up with Ms. Caramel?
Almost definitely. You can definitely tag me on my Facebook page. It's the boss Ms. Caramel. You also can hit me up through my email. It's grownandsexy704djs@gmail.com. Or you can call me on my business phone at 904-629-7970.
That's what's up. Is there any shout-outs you want to give out at this time?
I also want to shout-out to my Caramel Drops. They really hustle hard for me. I also want to shout-out to my RUC Nelson and C. Baker and all my supporters, my fans, and everybody that's is out there trying to do it, female-wise, male-wise, but more props to the females because they out there getting that grind on for sure.
What's up? And is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists coming out in the industry?
Yeah, and don't stop until you reach the top. I mean, it's hard out here, but you just got to keep it moving. Don't let nobody, bring you down. Don't bring your negative energy around you. Just keep that positive. And once you have positive energy, everything else will fall in place.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
Wow. What I don't like about it is, as a female point of view, is like it's harder for a female in this industry because people are always expecting something from a woman. They don't take them as serious as a man. But you have to put your foot down, let them know that you can grind as hard as the next man. So they can't, you got to let them know straight up that you got your business. You're not about anything else. You know what I mean? So what I love about this industry is that it's fun. I mean, I enjoy it. You know what I mean? I love the hustle. You know what I mean? I want to be where I want to be. So I just grind it out, and it's fun. It's just fun to me. This is what I love to do.
What's up? And if you made it to your peak, how would you give back to the people?
If I make it, how would I give back?
Yes.
I mean, I'll do like fundraisers and help the kids. Actually, we have a food drive coming up in December the 29th here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're actually giving back to the homeless, giving them, all the kids and stuff. We're going to different projects on, all the low-income houses and helping all the kids, giving them gifts, food and gifts and stuff like that. So you can definitely hit me up with that, too, because we're sponsoring this with Taste Kitchen, Homestyle Kitchen, and we're just trying to give that to all the kids and stuff like that, even the adults that don't even really have nothing. So we're trying to give that back to them, too, because I know everybody want something for Christmas, so we're just trying to, do some positive in the neighborhood.
That's up. And everybody out there in Jacksonville, y'all go out there and support that movement going on out there, the food drive, And you got much love, Miss Caramel, from Put 'Em On Blast Radio and Raw Dog Music, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And while we're on the subject about female artists who are breaking out in the industry, and we got a lot of fellas on the line, and I also want to touch on that issue. Do you find it harder for females to break into the industry due to, how would you say, I guess, sexual-wise, since a lot of people looking for sex out of females instead of straight females? So do you find it harder for a female that's willing to dress half naked just to be in videos or just to rap or whatever? Do you find it harder to compete against them?
Well, no, actually, like I said, well, yeah, kind of, sort of, but the thing about it was, the thing about with that is that, you know, I think that in the industry that a lot of females think that you have to do that to go to the top. You know what I mean? So, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of women feel that they have to lay on their back to get where they need to be. But with me and the way I put it into my girls is that it's the way you carry yourself, and you get more respect if you carry yourself as a lady, you know what I mean? And you can get more further than laying on your back, because you're not going to get that respect. You know what I mean? So you have to, first of all, you have to respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, then, you know, everybody's going to treat you like you're just one of those chicks. And I don't want nobody to label me or my girls as one of those chicks who's trying to be in this industry.
It's all good. And we're going to take one more caller and see who's calling. Hello, caller. Say what's good.
What's good? It's Lisa Lyons, CEO, Alliance Record Company.
That's what's up. How you doing, Lisa Lyons? Big up to you and much love to you from Put 'Em On Blast Radio and Raw Dog Music all the way around all four corners. And we want you to join into the conversation, too. And do you find it harder? I know you heard what we was talking about. Do you find it harder to break into the industry, like I was asking her, due to females that's willing to dress half-naked than to dress straight-wise?
Well, I agree with the sister, the statements that she's made as far as it being, you know, that has been the case in the past, and some people still are on that level. But my personal belief is that when you live a higher level of consciousness, I don't think that that's a factor. There is no competition, because your mindset, and, you know, it's like totally different because of the way you're living, what you're surrounding yourself with, and of course it's all about consciousness. But there are people that are surrounded with certain things because we become a product of our environment, and therefore they are succumbed by their environment and different energies in their environment and different people, so they might have to succumb to those things. But again, there really is no competition.
I'm on the phone. I can't even hear what's going on. So you keep talking.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. I couldn't hear the last thing you said.
I said that. There really is no competition. If that's what you're
well,
putting
do you mind. Do you find it harder to in this industry because a lot of men, do you find it, or how would I say, let me reword that. Do you think men make it harder on females to break into the industry?
They you know, again, they can, or they can be.
Why do you
for
feel
me,
like
it would
that?
Be, well, because you've heard the stories and because you've seen the news about it, you know. But you got to remember something. A lot of people don't go within. A lot of people don't deal with themselves inside and their dreams and their aspirations. And a lot of people don't have confidence in that. So if you stand on a platform where you have confidence, it don't matter what a man may do. It don't matter what a company may do. It don't matter how many millions of others are out there against you. Doesn't matter. You know, so you have to set yourself on a different plane of life to break through all of these other things that we do know that do exist. if you have a strong mind, you can break through it all.
I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with her on that, because you just got to have, it's your mindset. If you have that confidence, then you won't let nobody to belittle you. A lot of it depends on how you was growing up and your confidence that you have within. But this industry is hard to be into, so you got to have a lot of confidence in it. So I definitely agree with that.
What's up? And I want to ask the fellas that's online. Cyan, you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, I want to ask you, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about, you know, you heard what they said about, you know, women breaking into the industry. Why do you think men make it hard on females to break into the industry?
Well, I feel like, I don't think men make it hard on females to break into the industry. I think that it's a natural reaction when you see a female that's not weighing much. You naturally gonna react in a sexual content, and you know you're right. It's about respect. You know what I'm saying? So when you see them not weighing much, you want what you can get off out of them, because based off your dress code, it show a level of naive, you know what I'm saying? It show that you're naive based off. I can look at a woman right now. I can go in the mall right now and sit down in the food court, and I can look at certain women that walk up and tell which one I could be with or which one I know I can't approach unless I'm 100% correct. So, you know, I think a lot of people are taking advantage of women that put themselves out there like that, and they don't got nothing to do with talent. It got to do with it. A good time.
That's what's up. And Two Squad, how do you take on that note? How do you feel about men making it hard, or do you think men, or why do men make it hard on females to break in the industry, in your opinion?
Yeah, my opinion is this. I don't think men make it hard to the women to break the music industry, but only thing I can say is that This music industry is about respect and confidence and believe yourself, you know. Then surround yourself among the people that you feel like, you know, that's your family, you know. So from there, you know, you can break your way, you know.
You know, who's one said something about women, the way they dress?
That's Cyan.
Okay, well, this is Ms. Cameron, but my opinion on that is that me personally, I do eye candy as well. I do eye candy, and I just did a video that it was sensual but sexy. But the thing with that is that it shouldn't matter how a woman dresses, how she carries herself. She can wear, like, the most skimpiest thing but still look sexy with it. It's how she carries herself to know if you can.
Well, dress code is carrying yourself.
Right, dress code is carrying yourself, but at the same time, You can dress like, I don't know, you can dress with like a like a little short shorties or whatever, but you still can have that. You won't let nobody run over you, or you still can be have confidence and have that respect. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you like this. Okay, I understand exactly what you're saying, but I done been in a strip club. And
right.
When I've been in the strip club, you know, I didn't talk to some of the most intelligent women in the strip club, and they talk so intelligent that at the
right.
end of the day, they sacrificing their privacy, you know, for $5 or $10. They sacrificing something that no man should see but their husband, or something that nobody should see unless it's somebody they passionately, that ain't really earned it, for $10 or $5. So I don't care how intelligent you talk, the way you carry yourself and what you have on, It distracts what I'm thinking. You know, I just seen women that wear certain things, and I can't really just think about what she's saying because I'm distracted by her figure and stuff. But if she don't expose that, you know, there's ways you can go about not exposing that as much. But if
you
expose
gotta,
all
you
that to people, that's how they look
at you. But you got to remember something, all of us. Have to remember something. we don't have, number one, we don't have to be distracted by anyone's dress or even their appearance or anything of that nature. That's number one. But mainly, this is the point to us beautiful executives on the line. With our education that we know and the way we know our principles and how we want to teach our people, first, mainly those of us in the Afro-American community. And as we continue to teach our own and heal our own, then, of course, we begin to spread the love. But, you see, we have to teach our young people. That's where it goes back to. We must come together. And, you know, we have talk shows all the time. We're on the radio all the time, and you guys know that we hear this all the time in 103 and 107.9, whatever, whatever, and you just hear people talk about it. But in essence, we really got to find a point in ourselves where we can project and also implement good values to our young people. Whereas if you have a young man, he needs to be taught how to be a young man. He needs to be taught how to treat a young lady. But first of all, he has to be taught how to treat himself as a man and becoming a man and then a father and then a husband and so on and so on. And likewise, the young lady. And therefore, when they are presented with opportunities, they won't be distracted by these things because it's already in them the principle of how to behave as a young lady, as a young man. This starts with us. We, here, the people on the phone line, here on the radio station, we are the foundation. So we have to permeate our beliefs, those positive beliefs, those strong values to our young people so they won't go out and be distracted by many things. On another note, if you see a young lady in the street and she might not be covered, that still doesn't give anybody the right to want to look at her a different way. But again, it goes back to what we are taught. What we are taught. What do we want our children to know? You know, and this goes back to everything because, you know, we want them to learn about their dreams, their aspirations. But we got to teach them values. Love one another. Love ourselves. Understand?
I understand what you're saying, but like I said, my feel like prostitution it became a style.
Nah, but on that note, we got to take a quick break. I don't want to cut y'all off. We got to get into a quick break. But Ms. Caramel, can you please introduce this track called Against the Wall and let everybody know the concept behind this track as we go into a quick break?
Yes, most definitely. Coming up is Against the Wall by D. Nelson, my artist. Basically, it's about a guy that is definitely trying to get with this girl. So he's wanted to show her some affection and some loving. So be Nelson Against the Wall.
What's up? You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. And everybody, please stay on the line, and we out. Miss Caramel Against
breaking his own.
That was Miss Caramel Against the Wall. Everybody, please go out and support her. That song right there was real hot. And we want to get back into the conversation. And we got, I do believe, Madman joining the line. Hello?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Madman.
What's up, Madman?
What's cracking, Cyan?
Not much, man.
Everybody online, we got Cyan, we got Two Squad, we got Miss Caramel, and we got Miss Lisa Lyons on the line, and we in a conversation about females, and we got Miss Kimmy Simone. I can't forget my co-host, and you know it's all love. And like I said, we was talking about females. Miss Lyons made a remark, you know, about females dressing, you know, a certain way. You know, she didn't say nothing bad or anything like that, but it was just her opinion because I asked the question, like I've done before on the past shows, why. Does females think it's hard for harder on them to break into the industry, you know, because of the way they look or, you know, so on. So everybody was just giving their opinions, you know, on what it was. But Cyan, on that note, could you kind of say what you were saying?
Oh, yeah, okay. I think a lot of women look at the idea that sex sells. And it's not just the women. It's men convincing them that sex sells. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest problem. Men that they executives, men that own the label, are convincing them, yes, sex sells. So you got to look this way to be successful. And that's not right. And I know that's not right. But by being a woman, you should be properly influenced, you know, from childhood that what you are worth. You know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't work with people. But people are so hungry for success, men included, right, that they would do whatever to be successful.
Well, I want to ask on that, do you feel like females that dress half naked is setting themselves up for failure, breaking into the industry, or success in the long run?
They're setting themselves up for failure. If you stay true to yourself, it is not nothing you can do. There's nothing you cannot do if you stay true to yourself. But when you go putting, you go changing yourself because somebody, okay, if you come in the industry and you're a female that you choose to be this way, you choose to show a lot of skin and you choose to do these things, yeah, it should be probably more accepted because that's the way you came in. You always been that way. But if you're a female that came in, like Rihanna, I remember Rihanna's first song when she came on stage, she had baggy pants on, she had a low-cut T-shirt, but she looked it better than she do now to me. I know her music still got substance, don't get me wrong, but when she first came in, she looked it. If you go back look at her old videos right now on YouTube, or that song she had called Replay, she looked it so much more innocent and so much more, I can't explain it, but she looked it more decent. Now, she might have got a bigger fan base, but it's not going to last because people notice that she's not being, to me, true to herself.
She would have been more natural back then. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
But the thing with that is that's the industry, though. The industry, this is what the industry is selling everybody. all the females is that you got to have sex, like sex sells, like you said. So they're going, that's like they're getting buttox and getting their butt bigger and they're showing more flesh because this is what they're selling on TV. So people are going by what they see on TV. But they're like, okay, if he can do that, then I can do that too. But I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, they seeing what they see on TV. They see that Rihanna or they see Nicki Minaj or they see someone else showing their skin, so they feel that they need to do the same thing to get into the industry.
People rely on the TV to raise their kids, not to take control of their households, especially with the young daughters. Young daughters are influenced the most because a boy going to look at her if she got a nice backside.
It's on TV. If you let your kids look at this on TV, if you can sit there and let your kids look at this on TV, that's how the kids are going to be raised up, saying that they got to do what they see on TV. Kids,
but a lot of them,
they're like baggy pants or whatever these guys, like when you have baggy pants or the clothes fashion or whatever, they want to do everything they see on TV. TV has a lot of influence on these kids. That's why a lot of kids, you see young girls with 12 and 13 years old wearing tight jeans, no shirts, and all this because they see this all on TV and they feel that they're influenced by the TV. That's why they feel that they should do whatever.
Ms. Caramel and Ms. Lisa Lyons, I want to ask, what are, as you guys as females, what is it that, in your opinion, that you guys want from the industry? What is it? What do you expect from the industry? Like, what do you want? See what I'm saying? Like, what do you want? What do you want the industry to do more for females, for the ladies?
Me personally, Ms. Karen, I want them to respect women in the industry, especially the ones that's grinding really hard trying to get to where they need to be. You know what I'm saying? Make a name for themselves. Do the same thing as a man is doing. You know what I mean? They're grinding just as hard as you're grinding. Just respect the grind. That's all I want. You know, just respect the grind. They're grinding hard, just like everybody else, just like you do. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You're
right.
So, a lot of men don't respect. They take them and be like, she ain't for real. She ain't for real. But I guarantee you that it came to a point when I'm gonna say this real quick. It was me and this guy sitting in a room, and it was a whole bunch of guys. They were artists, and all the guys came to do because they felt that. Me personally, that I didn't know about music. I didn't know about BDS or media base or how to get the music played and none of that stuff. But when I sat him down after this guy didn't know everything that they want him to know, I jumped in and told these guys everything, and I got mad respect for that. But the thing with that is that guys go to men before they go to a woman because they think that we don't know as much as a man do. But guarantee you, a woman probably knows as much as a man because if she's in this grind, she's going to learn as she go along, especially if she got entrepreneurs that's teaching her how to do things.
That's right. And, Madman, in your opinion, why would you as a man rather deal with another man than a female when it comes to this entertainment?
Oh, you say deal with another man, not a female?
Yeah. It's like, why would you go and deal with another man first before you would deal with a female? Like she said, most men feel like women don't know about the industry because they're girls and stuff, you know, and they ain't been there for a while. But what do you think about that? You know, why would you go deal with a man before a female? Why would you judge a female? She might know more than a man.
True. That's a cold ball game, you know what I'm saying? A man, you know what I'm saying, usually be in control of the situation. Women, but it's a high percentage of women that's in the industry that's not in control of their situation. They might go to the studio and they attracted, so brothers be trying to attack them so their boyfriend don't want them to go. It'd be a lot of things going on when it comes to women in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Brothers more interested in the outfit, not the voice. And they got to understand how important the woman is in the music industry. A lot of these brothers don't know that the woman is the backbone to us. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't do certain things without them. You know, we can get out there and make 20 cats get all in a circle. We be freestyling. But the females make the video look beautiful or pretty or nice. Or they bring loveliness to the video, stuff like that. They help us with our outfits. You know what I'm saying? They got your backbone when the company ain't kick a check in. They there. Your homies ain't there. You know what I'm saying? So... on that tip right there, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying you got a whole bunch of doors you could go through. You and the homies, y'all been working together for a certain amount of time. You got loyalty. You already know what kind of business you're going to be able to do with this cat when it comes to the females. Some of them know the business. Some of them don't. They might go off emotion. Don't get me wrong. Brothers are emotional, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, most of the females go off emotions. That's why it's harder to deal with a female. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And what is your outtake on that, Cyan?
Well, I feel like this. Me personally, I would rather work as a feature on a song. I would rather be a female because they bring a certain kind of element and a certain kind of emotion when they sing. But doing business, I would rather be a male because I don't want her husband or her boyfriend around. Okay, that's what I always know. Okay, now, it's not a female's fault. But me and like 12 dudes can be outside shooting basketball, having a good time, shooting ball. We all shooting ball. One female walk out there and come on the court. Dudes start fouling. They start doing all kinds of stuff that they would normally not be doing. But because that female is there, a man get in a certain kind of position and take a certain kind of attitude of wanting to be attractive or wanting to be noticed. Now, this is not that female's fault, but, you know, that's just the way it falls sometimes. So if I'm in the studio or if I'm working in a crowd, I would rather just be working with men, and that's on my job or anywhere because when the females come around, brothers act different.
I got what you're saying. On that tip right there, I'll just say like this. I'd rather deal with the person that got their head on their shoulders. That's about business.
That's what I'm about to say. That's stereotyping because I see you on that because whoever's about their business, that's who you should deal with, not because they're female, not because they're male, because there's a lot of women get their head on their shoulders, like, correctly. You know what I'm saying? It's their mentality. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter
that's
if it's a male or a female. As long as they got their head on about their business, it shouldn't even matter. You should look beyond that. You know what I mean? All they about their paper and they doing their business, that's all. That's what it should all matter.
That's right.
You
know, I'm saying, so like, yeah,
you
might be fine today,
but
next week you ain't fine.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just because they doing these old dance songs right now. Don't jump in the game and try to do a dance song because you ain't going to be looked as a real artist. You know what I'm saying? Be original with your music or your look or whatever, your swag, whatever you want to call it. When you be original, you will stay around. When you do that trend
stuff,
you get played out quick.
I said that before
you got
on the phone.
Exactly.
That's what you got to believe in yourself and you got to feel what you're doing. But that's just my personal experience with women. You know what I'm saying? I don't got nothing against women. But if you notice what I said, it's not
the
women's fault, it's
the
men's fault.
Yeah, that's true.
I really support
our
women. You know, the mothers, sisters, I'm down with them all the way. I don't mess with the ones who let their kids walk behind them and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Them kind of women, them ain't women right there. Them is young girls. We looking for Michelle Obama candidates, stuff like that. Women that, like, you know what I'm saying, like these two ladies on the phone, they both got their own company. They got groups, you know what I'm saying, and the brothers that's on the phone, Madman, Squad, Cyan, Crazy Mo, you know what I'm saying. Everybody that's on this radio station tonight is about business, you know what I'm saying. These type of people I like to surround myself around. You know what I mean? I got a song with Cyan. I did video with Two Squad. I did a concert with Miss Caramel. I did rock shows with Lisa Lyons. Been to the radio station with her. Me and Crazy Motor rocked the West Coast Awards. We rock every Thursday night, the music industry discussion. This is what we talk about from top to bottom, how people get digital distribution deals, how females, do they know the difference between dancer and stripper, model and video vixen? Maybe one of y'all ladies could tell the radio world out there the difference between a dancer, stripper, video vixen.
Say, on that note right there, before you ladies answer, I need you guys to see if you guys can say it, both of you guys, within a minute, so that way we can get into this next song because we don't have that long left for the show. And I hope everybody just keep on tuning in next time for next Thursday. Miss Kimmy Simone said stay safe and be blessed, and everybody be safe out there. But we just want everybody to keep tuning in on Thursday nights, even other days of the week, too, for interviews and the mixes that we be playing. But just keep tuning in. But within a minute or less, Ms. Caramel, can you answer that, the difference between a stripper and the video
dancer,
vixen?
Video vixen.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Real quick, that dancer, stripper, she's about that paper. I feel that she'll do whatever it is possible to make that money. Vixen, she's just basically a female that's only she's gonna do is videos. Simple as that. Once you're a vixen, that's what it is. You're gonna be labeled as a vixen, so you still about that paper, but videos is what the game's gonna be.
That's what's up. And Lisa Lyons, what is your deal on that? She's not there.
Yep.
She hung up. Well, it's all good, though. But
I
thank you for that comment right there. But like I said, the show's almost over. But I'm glad, Miss Caramel, you called in. I thank Miss Lisa Lyons for calling in, Madman for calling in, Two Squad for calling in, Cyan for calling in, you know, Miss Kimmy Simone, everybody for tuning in. And please call back next Thursday because we have these all the time and we need more females to call in so we can discuss these issues and get them out there to the right people. And like I said, I thank everybody for tuning in. Be safe. God bless. Stop the violence. We need unity. We all need to come together. We all need to support all our local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. And I thank you guys deeply, and I salute everybody for calling in. And Ms. Caramel, can you let everybody know this song, Home Run? What's the concept behind the song as you end the show for it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Home Run is my artist, C. Baker. He's straight out of Miami. Home Run is about him making music, and he finally got a song that reached the top. So this is what it is, Home Run by C. Baker.
What's up? And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Home Run, and we out.
All right.
A couple dollars ain't shit, call them that nigga. So tell them girls you ain't sliding with a real nigga. And you'll be back in body novels and curses and bottles. Hey, you a bad bitch, resistance is never an option. New tags on my garment, I'm steadily popping. I fought seeing fuck niggas who steadily talking. I'm still rising to the top and they steadily dropping. Fuck niggas be hating, but bitches be jocking. These niggas broke, take five on the buy bottle. Come fuck with C-Bake, the realest nigga ever told it. Rosé and gold seal bottles is all a nigga pouring.